I saw something in my leg. There were these two fleshy colored things moving around in the clear water, and I thought they looked like legs, so I had to get a closer look. I mean, can you believe it? A human in my lake? That's amazing. It's not common for the human folk to enter into the forest. Scary monsters lurking around each and every corner, ready to jump you and make you their meal. What brings you around to these parts? Well, I'm glad you're here. The company is always appreciated. My lake tends to get a little bit lonely. It's my home. I love it. But it's not often I get visitors. It's not exactly like I can go slithering into town. I mean, look at me. Because of my big, thick tail, I wouldn't be able to enter into the human villages. But I want to. Every day, I hear the town wake up, all sleepy bustles and groans from the morning. As the sun rises and the world warms up, so do the townspeople. They go about their day and then they spend their nights talking, playing games, listening to music, laughing, just actually being with others. It's so much different than the life of Alamia. We're supposed to be solitary creatures, you know? I can't help but feel like there's something wrong with me. Why, you ask? It's pretty simple. I yearn for companionship. Swimming around is fun, sure. Sunbathing is nice as well. But I want to talk to someone. I want to spend time with someone. I want to hear about the world outside of this forest, outside of my lake. I want to explore and laugh and dance and live like the people do. You guys have such a vibrant culture, so much love and laughter and life. But me? I have this. Some nice water, some pretty flowers, trees to sleep in, food to eat. But I don't have anyone to share it with. I just feel like I have so much love to give, so many words to say, but there is just no one to listen. Lamias only find each other when it's time to mate, and even then, it's not so much talking as it is a ritual where the two parties part afterwards. I tried to talk to my mating partner afterwards. I wanted to bond, but he didn't want to. Once it was over, he just kind of slithered away, leaving me all cold and alone. It felt absolutely horrible. I felt more alone than when it had just been me. I got to experience the comfort of another sentient thing only for it to be so cruelly ripped from my grasp. I ache for someone to experience this life with. Gosh, you're probably thinking I'm a terrible Lamia for wanting this. This is not at all how we're supposed to act. A normal Lamia is meant to be a predator, cruel, sadistic, uncaring, yet they somehow still manage to bewitch the prey. We have tools at our disposal to make our victims weaker, to make them want us, crave us, and we're simply supposed to take without giving anything in return. That's how one becomes the apex predator. And I'm sure you're thinking, why don't you just use these abilities to charm someone into being your companion? To that I say, it wouldn't be real. I want my companion to be with me because they want to be with me. I don't want to have to hypnotize my mates. I don't want to keep them constantly under my control, but then worrying while I'm out hunting if the spell breaks and they fled. I want the person to be with me because they want to. I want a mate, and I want my mate to want me back. I've never been the type to revel in the pain I cause or to be heartless because it's just not me. I can't even take a life. I've never used hypnosis, nor have I even dared to touch the paralytic venom in my fangs. All I want is to be loved and appreciated, and to have a partner that I can protect and cherish. Does that make sense to you, or am I talking out of my tail? Okay. I really thought I was the only one like that. Most of the humans who come by the lake, all they want is to swim for a little bit, make some small talk, and then they leave. I'm left all alone again. Some are silly enough to believe the rumors that I'm dangerous, and when they see me emerge, they panic and run away in terror. I had this one woman who jumped into the lake, opened her eyes underwater, saw me waving hello to her, and then instantly ran away, left everything she brought with her by the shore. That's how I learned about humans and their mating rituals. It was something called, courtship? Or, marriage? The humans, they get to know the other person, and then they decide to be partners for life. I hadn't realized that there was a word for what I was feeling, for what I was wanting. I didn't even realize I was lonely until I read that book, all about these huge dresses for some special day. But that's not what I focused on. I focused on the idea of being committed to someone for life, to have a mate, an actual mate, not just someone for mating season. It made me long for that kind of intimacy. It was a thought that wriggled its way into my brain. And now, I can't even enjoy Lamia mating season because I don't want what we have. I want what you guys have. You must think I'm weird, don't you? You don't? Oh, that's good. Here I was, thinking I was just rambling to a stranger. I wasn't expecting you to actually feel the same. The stories you hear about humans, your kind, they aren't the most accepting. No offense. They tend to fight first and ask questions later. I've seen many a Lamia with a missing eye or injured arm because a human struck them first, only to find out that we're friendly. Also that we can talk and think. I get it's a defense mechanism, but you would think you would try to speak with the sentient creature first before putting a spear through them. But you, you're not like that, are you? I can tell. You're a gentle soul. Why else would you be listening to a stranger in the lake? You don't know me, and yet you're willing to lend a sympathetic ear and listen to a lonely Lamia's troubles. What do you get out of this? It's not like I have anything to give you in exchange for keeping me company. I don't have money or gems or really anything that is deemed of value to your kind. And I would really, really like to return the favor for your kindness. Unless, I don't know, you're lonely, just like me. I'd assumed you came to my lake to get away from it all. They think the lake is empty and they dip their feet in and take a swim, and then I appear on the surface thinking that someone is going to want to talk to me, or at least not be afraid of me. Usually people find this lake by accident. But trying to be friendly, it never works. It always startles them. I always startle them. And the ones that don't return, they hurt the most. Because it means that they saw me, and they didn't want to get to know me, and they didn't want to risk seeing me again. And the ones that do return, they don't want to chat. Do you happen to be seeking that fabled eternal companionship? A mate for you to call your own? Well, for what it's worth, I think you would make a lovely mate. A kind soul like yourself deserves the best. Someone who is going to treat you properly, like you're meant to be. You are worthy of kindness, but you deserve to be cherished like the treasure you are. Such gentle eyes, cute face, perfect body. Anyone would be lucky to have you as their mate. I bet you're considered to be the epitome of beauty in your culture. If I had someone who looked as amazing as you, who was as sweet as you, I would never let you go. Just hold you in my tail nice and tight. Spoil you with anything and everything you could ever want. I would have a reason to settle down and find a cave. Someone like you to come home to every single day. It would make life worth living. Is that something that you would be interested in? Oh. I get it now. Why others of my kind take humans like you under force? It's because you don't know what's best for you. But don't you worry. I'll fix that for you, my treasure. All that intelligence, and yet you can't even determine what is right for you, what is safe. It's pitiful. You need me, you see. You don't know it yet. But that's okay. It's going to be okay, because I'm going to make you see it whether you want to or not.